B-Pod Studios.
He's got no credentials. He's not a doctor, but he does go to the doctor a lot. He's not qualified in any way to give you any advice, but if you want it, you can have it. Here's unqualified advice from Roy.
All right, how can I help?
All right, John needs some help today, Roy. He is emailing, and he said, I recently ran into an old crush from high school. We started dating. The problem is, I'm starting to get the feeling that I'm her quote-unquote backup plan. He says, to make a long story short, she was the it girl in high school, prom queen, homecoming queen, the whole nine yards. I was just the average guy in one of her classes. We're both 32 now, so it's been a long time since we've seen each other, and we ran into each other while walking our dogs at the park. She recently just moved back home after a breakup with her fiancé.
Okay.
She just recently started talking about moving in together, even though it's only been 6 weeks of dating. It all sounds too good to be true. Am I just being insecure?
Yeah, you're a rebound. You're not the backup plan. You're just the next thing that was there. Unfortunately.
But for her to want to move in, isn't that more than a rebound?
Yeah, but sometimes when you get out of a big relationship right like that, you're just clinging on to the next thing that's readily available. I wouldn't say you were ever a backup plan. You were the person with the pulse that was next.
Right. I completely agree with you, Roy, for once on unqualified advice. I have so many friends, and I can think of one specifically, that it didn't matter who the guy was. She was an insert guy here kind of girl. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter who it was. She was just in love with the idea of being in a relationship with someone.
Yeah. And so he was just there. So, yeah, I would be really weirded out if I were you. I'd be very
skeptical. Would you go as far as to say, Roy, an unqualified advice for John, that you would be on guard? Because maybe she wants to move in because she got thrown out of her fiance's place and doesn't have a place to stay.
Yeah, I wouldn't let her in.
How?
We wouldn't have moved in so quickly. I would say, you know what? You still need to be you. We can date, but you still need to do you.
Yeah, you have a little bit of baggage 6 weeks after breaking off. And we don't know if it's 6 weeks after she broke off the engagement, but they've been dating for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
But that still seems like maybe we should pump our brakes.
Yeah. Wow. As usual, an unqualified advice, Roy, I feel like you skipped over a couple things.
Well, I mean, listen, I thought I was giving really qualified advice today, so how did I screw up?
Well, because he said that she's the prom queen and he was just the average guy.
Oh, what?
So she's smoking hot.
Yes.
So
okay,
what?
Hang on. I didn't think about that.
See, I knew it.
Oh my
gosh. It takes one thing to persuade him on unqualified advice.
Now you got it. You could persuade me to do anything. Like, political parties love me.
Guys, you can't go back on that because now it's Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson.
That's what I'm about to say. That's what you got to do. Now what I want him to do, if she's smoking hot, propose.
Lock it up.
So go to the courthouse.
Before she realizes that she's too good for you, go to the courthouse and lock it up. No, this is a recipe for disaster.
Lock it up. Because she ain't rich like Ariana can afford divorces.
815 said, I think she's taking her feelings that she had for her fiance and transferring them to the next guy she's dating.
Very true. Very true. Listen. If you're okay with someone that's not going to be probably all there, then keep going. But she definitely needs time to work with her. You know what I mean? I'm not saying like she's nuts. That's not what I'm saying. I'm like, she just got out of a big relationship. She's not going to be all devoted to you. She's her mind and emotions are everywhere.
She's still making bad decisions.
Right.
You're a bad decision.
Yeah, but hey, kudos to you. Listen, and if the best thing that you got out of this was a fun 6 weeks, good for you.
I'm going to ask good. Something controversial.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I know you guys aren't going to answer, but I will.
Mm-hmm.
Don't we all have backup plans? Don't we all have a backup person?
Like a person?
Yeah, like
hey, if I'm not married by 45, 50, we'll get together.
I have an idea of where I might go if things didn't work out between Amanda and I. Now, that other person's married, and she might not take me in.
What?
Yes, no, we all have that.
Hold on, Roy. I think I did when I was younger. I mean, I don't think that, A, the offer's not on the table on either side anymore. But I think you're right. I think as you grow up, and you get into a serious relationship, there's always still someone that you're like, I could go back to that person.
Go back, insinuating you were with.
I was never with this person. I just think that this person would make a really good mother.
Really? A mother?
Well, yeah, I have kids.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Wait, are you saying that if anything happened between you and Amanda, wife, that you would go to this person?
He's got Amanda 2.0 lined up.
No. She's nothing like Amanda 2.0. Nothing like Amanda. I just have somebody, and I feel like a lot of people have somebody that you see on social media that you're like, huh, that's similar to what I'm into. Like, I could see, like, God forbid anything happened to my marriage, and maybe knocking on that door. You have to. That's human nature.
I'm still shocked my fiance chose me.
We all are, bro. We all are.
Backup plan. I barely got the plan I got together now.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren at Kiss 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
How bad is it?
It ain't good, buddy. We're getting text messages about your backup plan.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Yeah. People are saying, you're just digging yourself a hole, Manny. That comment about Amanda getting hit by a train was pretty brutal. Why do you have to replace Amanda? Couldn't you just be a single dad?
No. Mind your business. I don't want to be a single dad.
And then 740 texted in and said, I've been with my fiance for 8 years. We've been engaged for 2, but I have a guy that I could go back to if my relationship ever failed.
Yeah, and for those people that are just tuning in, this is all off of an unqualified advice from Roy that happened about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, we're essentially like 6 weeks after a woman broken up with her fiance, is now dating him and wants to move in. Also found out she's super hot. So it was kind of complicated. It was like either, okay, let's lock her down. But then again, that's weird. She's still probably going through a lot of emotions.
Yeah.
We can't do the Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson thing. But number two, you got to tread carefully is the kind of the whole unqualified advice there, which led to you wanting to know if you had backup plans.
Right. And there's people on hold who we're going to talk to that do have backup plans and other people don't. But I said that there's somebody that I see on social media and I know I'm not alone, and I don't care if you come out and tell us or not. I mean, I live my life open on the radio. I tell you I'm in love with my wife. I love my family.
Mm-hmm.
But there's somebody on social media who I see, and I'm like, God forbid anything happened to Amanda. I walk myself through the process. I'm like, what would I do? Would I reach out to this person? Would I get on a dating app? Like, what would it be? But, yeah, there is one person. And I've never reached out to her before, you know, who I'm intrigued by.
Do you even know her? Like, or is it literally just somebody that you are friends with on social media?
It's a listener. It's somebody who listens to the show.
Oh,
God.
He's
probably listening to my voice right now.
Oh, my God. You're so creepy.
You don't know them.
No, I don't know them.
You don't know them.
That's my point.
So what if they're an awful person?
They could be. I wouldn't know.
I would at least say, like, in my mind, if I had to play this out in my head, I would go back to an ex-boyfriend. You know what I mean? And I would have to break up a marriage to do it. I'm 100% positive that I could do that. I'm not saying I would. I'm just saying.
I didn't realize that Manny could somehow dig the hole deeper. And then he said it's a listener.
Right.
I don't, because I don't know the person. And I just told you. I see them on social media and they have the same interests. Like, they have kids like we do.
Okay, then how about this? We need every listener we can get. You're going to disappoint this person if it ever happens.
Nothing is going to happen. Jacob in Concord, good morning.
Good morning.
I just think that people have an actual plan with another person when they say, hey, if anything goes wrong and we're single in 20 years, let's get together. Or somebody has someone in their mind that they've seen or thought about and they're like, geez, if anything goes wrong, maybe I'll reach out to this person as a backup plan. That's my thought.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree.
Thank you.
Not that I have a plan or that it is my plan, but, you know, 10, 15 years ago, I was with a girl for 5 years. We were engaged. She lived in Chicago, you know, so we broke up kind of on good terms. And it was like, I remember we were like, when we're 45, if we're both single, we'll get together. And it was like actual, you know what I mean?
Like, okay.
But we both have kids. We're both in serious relationships. Nor do I ever see that happening. But it's always in the back of my mind.
Okay, so let me play this out for you. You guys both end up divorced. Somebody's significant other passes away. The other one gets divorced
before you know it.
That's true, especially with that last comment. But if you both end up single later on in life, do you then go back to the backup plan?
Yeah, well, I mean, I wouldn't call it a backup plan. It's just like that. I mean, I guess you could say backup plan, but it's that ease of knowing you got somebody. But
we all have it. You guys, you're not being honest. If you're sitting here this morning listening to us wherever you are and you don't think that there's somebody in the back of your mind, if you're married or you have a partner, that there's not anybody else in your mind. You're just one track, like all or nothing on this one, and I'll deal with that when that time comes. There is somebody, whether it's an ex, who the one that got away maybe. I'm telling you, right. Don't shake your head no, Lorraine. I'll come over there.
I agree with the kids.
What, Jacob?
I agree with you about the kids. Like, I have kids.
Yes.
She has kids. You know, it's not like I would be, like, wanting to go out to the dating.
Yeah.
You want to be the Brady Bunch after that.
Thank you, Jacob.
I just want to know who I'm their backup plan. Like, I just want to know who is picking me as a backup.
They listen to the show. Nobody is interested in that.
True life.
But didn't you have somebody knock on your door after you were married?
Yeah, that was weird. He showed up to my house and, like, professed his love to me while my husband was inside working.
See?
And I was like, what's your end game here? You think I'm going to walk upstairs and leave my husband, get into your car, and we're going to drive off into the sunset?
You're his backup one.
You totally were. 100.
I guess you're right.
And he just found out that that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
I'd like to make an announcement to my fiance that I am not, I do not have a backup plan. Maney is nuts. And not everyone has one.
By the way, I'd like to comment on that by saying just about 12 minutes ago, this guy said that he hasn't been gay and single in this town, and he would run through the city if he became single.
All right.
With the Maney, Roy, and Loren show.
We have different ideas. I have kids. I'm looking for a mother. Roy's looking for single life. What a great show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.